So we'll get back to the risky vote for the midterm tax and spend. I'm telling you, if they vote today, apparently what Nancy Pelosi is pushing for is a vote today. I'm not sure that this thing's going to pass. Maybe the American people have shown such outrage that it'll get stopped. This Green New Deal, 87,000 IRS agents. How's that going to look in ads? You know, I can see it now. They've hired an army of 87,000 IRS agents, right? And, well, obviously, that's going to scare a lot of people. And that plays so easily in a television commercial, in a radio commercial.
They're coming after you, the army of the IRS. Thank you, Joe Biden. Thank you, Congressman. Fill in the blank.
Congressman Bob Smith is more interested in sending the IRS after you than defending the southern border. Fill in the blank. Boom. Congressman Bob Jones. Blah, blah, blah. You know, it doesn't matter. Willing to send the IRS after ordinary folks. Raising your taxes while gas and everything else is too expensive. I mean, these ads write themselves. They do. They write themselves, and it's pretty obvious that some of these members, the Democrats, might just get nervous. They might just get nervous and not follow through on this whole deal. Meanwhile, energy people. How will it affect the energy industry? I mean, if the House passes this social spending, tax the hell out of you, alleged climate bill, energy officials are ringing the alarm that it will handicap their industry at the onset of a recession. We believe on balance that this bill is going to do far more harm than good for America's energy sector, given the increase in taxes and fees that are going to hit many Americans' energy producers. The American Exploration Production Council CEO Ed Ann Bradbury telling Fox Business, with the potential that we're in a recession, we think it's a terrible idea to raise taxes on American companies, including American energy producers. All true. Joe Manchin said with a straight face, this will help the fossil fuel industry. But it's not going to help anybody because of poorly directed spending again. Bernie Sanders says this legislation includes a huge giveaway to the fossil fuel industry. Yeah, sure it does. The Inflation Reduction Act, what a euphemism. The bill spends more than $400 billion, increases taxes by $800 billion, and trust me, they never spend what they say they're going to spend. It's always significantly more. Now the House is going to try to sync up with the Senate. It passed at 51-50. There's not a single Republican that endorses spending more money in a time when inflation is 8.5%, down from its 9.1%. But look, the Fed's cranking up interest rates. The price of beef and chicken and milk and gas and groceries and everything is through the roof. Everybody knows it. Heck, Ivy and I talk about it all the time. Look at the price that we're paying for everything. Our natural gas bill, our electric bill, our grocery bill, everything. Americans for Tax Reform list multiple levies on energy it objects to, including a $12 billion tax on imported petroleum, $1.2 billion tax on coal mining. A coalition of state coal associations wrote to Manchin railing the taxes included in the bill, arguing that it would make their bills much more complex, much more difficult. He said the tax only recently lapsed, Manchin fighting back against his own state, his own state's best interest. The argument that this is a new tax is a lie, said Manchin. He said the biggest tax increases in the bill wouldn't touch coal companies at all, My staff analyzed the financial statements of the two largest U.S. coal companies, Peabody and ARC Resources, and neither were anywhere close to the $1 billion average needed to trigger the 15% corporate minimum. As their filings reflect, Peabody reported an average annual income of $541 million over 3 years, ARC $76 million over 3 years. Bradbury of AXPC, however, said that while coal companies may be spared from the tax, it will fall on domestic oil and gas producers. So congratulations, everybody. You're punishing American energy, turbocharging inflation. Because if the price of diesel goes up again, the price of gas goes up again, the price delivered goods and services to the local market goes up again, and who gets screwed again? You get screwed again. All right. Let me share a new product with you that I think is remarkable. As we go into, people are headed back to school now, so school sports are starting now. And I want you to hear about the Power Plus mouth guard. The Power Plus mouth guard. You know, it's like the mouth guard you use, where only it's incredibly different, because this mouth guard prevents concussions. Only 0.26% of the people wearing this mouth guard ever get a concussion. It brings it almost to zero. It's not perfect, but it's darn close. It increases your strength and your speed by 16%. This isn't just for kids. It's for everybody. Lift more weight. Jump higher. Run faster. And don't trust me. Trust the people at Michigan State and Wayne State. They've tested the mouth guard, have certified the results. PowerPlusMouthGuard.com. PowerPlusMouthGuard.com. And you can save 10% using the promo code POWERUP2022. It's a remarkable invention. It's patented by a Michigan doctor, Dr. Michael Hutchinson. Anybody who's athletic should have this. Anybody. You included. PowerPlusMouthGuard.com. I'll be right back.